Let's talk about Game Time tickets, people. We've been talking about it, actually, for months here on the Rich Eisen Show and our Rich Eisen podcasts. But guess what? There's something new to tell you about Game Time. There's a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Yet another way that Game Time makes things easier for you when you're looking for tickets to anything in your area. With the new Game Time Picks, it's curation easier to save more on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with the all-in pricing feature, which is my favorite, you get to see the total up front, so there's no surprise fees at Game Time checkout. And with Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time's going to credit you 110% of the difference. Plus, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets in particular with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas, the softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
First pitch, first at bat.
Right three.
Scooble set.
Swing and a miss. Up and away with a 99-mile-an-hour heater.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles, today's guests, former UFC champion Israel Adesanya, Chiefs defensive tackle Chris Jones, Fox Sports college football insider Bruce Feldman, Saints safety Tyrann Mathieu. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right. What a lineup. We're five wide, five guests today. So much to talk about over these 3 hours. I've got my power rankings. I've also got a top five list. There's lots to talk about right here on this program and some podcast news from this world that's coming out later on today. But we'll break it because, you know, it's our news. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial to have a conversation. Greg Sankey, I've been trying to get this guy on the program for quite some time. I think he should run college football, essentially. I think he should be the commissioner of the entire outfit. I can't wait to hear what he has to say. Listen, no many people ask him about UNLV football, but what happened with the quarterback last week? And they didn't seem to miss him, by the way, the running Rebels. We're having NIL stuff and transfer portal stuff that we've never seen before happening. So I wanted to talk to Greg Sankey about it. He's kind enough to zoom into the program. The Monday night game that wraps up week number five, Chiefs and Saints. We have two great defenders. Tyrann Mathieu, former Chief, joining us top of hour number three from New Orleans. And then a defensive player of the year candidate and a future Hall of Famer, Chris Jones, is going to join us from the Kansas City Chiefs. They're 4-0. That's an hour number two. And Bruce Feldman stops by to talk about college football writ large. Our first guest, we haven't seen him in 4 years, Izzy Adesanya. We're going to have one of the more enjoyable and colorful, if you will,
right,
members of the MMA world, UFC. He will be stopping by to talk about his new documentary in just a few minutes' time. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We say hello to the Roku channel audience. This is Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM, Odyssey, and more. And everybody who takes in our podcast, What the Football with Susie Schuster and Amy Trask and Michael Irvin on yesterday. And we'll talk about that a little bit more in a second because of who it involves. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman.
Hey, Rich.
DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts. Good
here,
to
coach.
See you. I'm excited for this man, my brother, my buddy Steve from back home, all you Met fans, man, to go from needing to win in a doubleheader in Atlanta to being down in that game, then being up in that game, and then down in that game, and then winning that game in the ninth, and then going to Milwaukee and being down in that game and being up in that game and not even having to use your closer with after you threw two innings the day before. I mean, what a win for the New York Metropolitans yesterday to kick off Wild Card Tuesday, including, by the way, one of three road wins. Congrats to the Tigers and their fans and the Royals and their fans as well. So congratulations, TJ Jefferson.
I appreciate it. You know, it all comes down to a few things. You trash-talking us. Midway through the summer, you kind of put the bad word down on us, and I think the team heard it, and they responded. And this little purple guy here, this Grimace, you know, got to be honest, he turned it all around.
Don't forget Hawk Tua throwing out a first pitch, too, pal.
No. I didn't struggle for all this time just to have her come in and take some credit for this.
Grimace helped turn the season around.
The Grimace is okay with.
Hey, yes. All you got to do is win one of the next two and no Milwaukee.
Who would have thunk it? Like, seriously.
And then they move on to Philadelphia.
Oh, baby,
what a great series that would be.
What? Man, we just need Lindor to continue his 2015 Daniel Murphy impression. Who knows, man? Anything can happen once the ball gets
started. Very happy for you. Padres win. They're the only home team to actually win. Tarek Skubal, right?
So good.
He's the Cy Young winner, correct?
Without question.
Tigers pitcher to throw six scoreless in a playoff game opener. How about that?
Dude.
Not Verlander, not Jack Morris.
Nope.
Six scoreless.
Unbelievable.
Bullpen does the rest. And the Royals, Bobby Witt Jr.
Right.
In his first, his first career playoff game, correct?
That's our correct. People.
And he gets a base hit for the only run in Baltimore.
That's my man right there.
Yeah, that game, every other game kind of being like the first two were kind of high
Vinny
scoring.
Back. Yeah.
The Padres, you know, Michael King, just unbelievable.
How about this?
Like so many old gen stats on that out.
All us Yankee fans are stealing ourselves here.
Well, yeah.
Michael King gets the win. Luis Severino gets the win. The Yankees are at home, and we'll see what happens when they start playing
right
on Saturday.
Praise
How about
to
that, man?
Too, man.
Higashioka had a nice game, too, for San Diego. Yeah. So they trade away Soto, and the pitcher and the catcher they get from the Yankees helps them win game one of a playoff series that no people thought they were going to make.
That's the idea when you make a trade like that and acquire, you know, young players you think can help you. That's what you're looking for. That's the ideal scenario. They help you win playoff games.
And now they got their homegrown Musgrove going out there to try and wrap that series up against the Braves.
Also helps when your superstar comes through in the first inning and hits a bomb.
Machado, that ball's still going.
Tatis.
Oh, it was a Tatis? I thought it was Machado.
Yeah,
Tatis. Oh, the first home run of the playoffs.
Yep.
So.
Fun.
Congrats, sir.
Thank you.
LGM. LGM.
Well, as Alonzo would say, LFGM.
I got it. So that's our baseball update. How about us leading with baseball on the program today?
I mean, it's playoff time.
It is fun. So, meanwhile, in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Meanwhile.
Oh, baby.
Who wants Devontae Adams? Who knew that would... Listen, we all thought all last season, the minute that Derek Carr was told, you're not welcome around here anymore by Josh McDaniels. Okay.
You'd start that trade clock.
And he went to Vegas to be closer to the left coast and his family, but also to play with a quarterback he knew very well from college. And poof, Josh McDaniels, the situation, sent Carr packing. Then the Raiders send McDaniels packing. We saw in the documentary on Netflix,
receivers,
not very happy all season long. And so he shut down all trade conversation this summer, shut it down. And then the Raiders win in Baltimore, right? He had a 100-yard receiving game and a touchdown. They're 1-1. And then the Carolina Panthers came in and messed their season up, quite frankly, right? Unless Devontae's day in Baltimore was just deodorant. Win is the best deodorant, everybody's saying is winning, right? I don't know. But to come out of that game, Antonio Pierce is talking about players making business decisions and we're going to make business decisions around here. And Adams is now unable to go. They win a game with Jacoby Myers and Trey Tucker. And Davante Adams goes from up in Adams to now out in Adams.
Well done.
And the, you know, our, how about Fabs now in this mix, huh? Our old friend Fabs, Michael Fabiano of Sports Illustrated, saying, you know, that don't be surprised by Davante Adams is already, if Davante Adams has already played his last snap with the Raiders, and Sports Illustrated pops that on their Instagram, and Antonio Pierce liked it. What? Now, I don't know if he's in charge of his social or not, or whatever.
True, true.
It's since been unliked.
Oh, okay. That's even worse.
It's since been unliked. Adams, Davante says yesterday that he hasn't heard from the coach since all of this happened. The coach goes up and gives an injury update on three players, including Max Crosby and Davante Adams. He refers to two of the three players by name, but Adams to just by his number, 17, he says.
Oh goodness. He gone.
And everybody's like, what is happening here?
What are we doing?
And then yesterday, about 2 hours after we're off the air, word is Adams has told the Raiders he prefers to be out. Jeez. Inform the team that he prefer to be traded. My buddy Rap Sheet and Mike Garofolo together from our place of business. Nothing imminent, but a situation to watch for sure, says Rap Sheet. The trade deadline got moved up this year.
Oh,
make things
watching.
Interesting. It's in late October.
Yeah, we're watching all right.
And so as this was happening, Susie and Amy recording What the Football had Michael Irvin on a Zoom. And so...
Great timing.
Talk about stepping in it, you know? Here's the exchange here.
Let's talk about Davante Adams. What do you make of this whole situation going on in Vegas?
It's surprising because I know they had a bond that helped get Antonio Pierce that head coaching job. Antonio Pierce, even in the midst of any conversation that's going on regarding Davante Adams, would at least reach out and have a conversation with him. So I'm a little surprised. Knowing Antonio and knowing the kind of guy he is.
How different is it now with social media? And you know how it is. You've got kids. A click means everything. A like, people are dissecting that.
You know, sometimes you can like things and say, okay, I'm going to take this as a receipt when it doesn't happen. I'm going to make sure I shove it right back in your face. You know what I'm saying? But the fact that a report comes out afterwards that they are looking into possibly trading him. Hey, Davante Adams understands the business. He's been traded before. He's a valuable commodity to some teams that are contending. And we are in the commodity business. I'm just shocked that they haven't had a conversation because they're football players. They both understand the business of this game.
And check out that whole pod because Irv talked about Derrick Henry being unaffordable in Dallas. The Canes, you know, I think he toweled off just from Friday night. Amy was wearing her Cal Bear shirt, taunting him with their ACC matchup coming up. She also told a story about Bruce Allen that'll make your hair turn. In front office intrigue based on what's going on in Jacksonville, potentially, at an 0-4 and what might be going on there. At any rate, where all podcasts can be acquired. It just now leads to the question that is going to suck all the oxygen out of the October NFL room is Davante Adams is, in fact, available. And who wants one of the best of all time? Who is eager to get to a spot and win and show I'm the same guy that was on a path to the Hall of Fame in Green Bay? That's kind of fallen off the map as soon as I walked into Las Vegas. And in terms of that, I have a top five.
Hey.
I'm going to handle it top five. Top five teams that should go get Davante Adams.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top five.
Now, normally I handle this by going five up to one, right? Individually.
Yeah, that's how we like to do it.
Here, just put up the board. Your team. There you go. Top five teams that should go get Devonta Adams.
Okay, this was simple.
Your team.
That is
number
great.
Two is your team.
My team.
Number three is your team.
Oh, your team.
Oh, hey.
Number four is your team.
Oh, hey.
Number five is your team. And you got the you got the drop mic.
You think we need one more?
Sure.
Oh. All right, we'll get one more.
Your team.
Oh, hey.
The genius.
All right, no, I'm going to do it for real. Hit it, Mike. Give me my music.
I'm going to do it for real. Perfect.
But I mean, honestly, like.
You can leave it at that.
Nah, I've got a list.
That was pretty good, though.
We can go home now.
No, I've got the list. Number five.
Just make the list.
TJ is your team.
Number five?
Yes.
We're kind of low on this list.
Yeah, you just made the list.
No. Wait, no. It's your team, sir. Because just as we came on the air, word out of the Metroplex is Brandon Cooks has an infection in a right knee in which he had a procedure recently.
Oh, yeah.
And he's out for this week. At least 1 week.
Yeah. So I hate to interrupt your top five list like you used to do to me back in the day, but I have to. Based upon that information, they should be number one, not five. Brockman, am I lying right now?
Excuse me. There's another team that might be missing a wide receiver.
Stan, I don't care about those teams, though.
Come on, man. And this would also be a way for Jerry to say, because he's been getting lit. The Jones family has been getting lit about being not able to afford Derrick Henry.
Right. We're 24 million under the cap.
This guy's more expensive than Derrick Henry.
There is less power.
But to say that's CeeDee Lamb, that's 18, that's 7, that's 88, that's 17.
Come on, baby.
Come on, Devontae's former coach is there, Mike McCarthy.
I want you to speak this into existence and end your list right now.
Why not?
Number four.
Everybody's like, oh, gosh, he's playing so free because his number one receiver's not there anymore, and who needs a number one receiver? I don't know how sustainable that is. The Buffalo Bills should call up the Vegas Raiders and say, let's get Devonta Adams here.
Yes, sir.
And get Josh Allen back shouldering. Clearly, he would. The problem is 17's taken. But we can go past. We can get past that.
Yeah,
new number. Rodgers is wearing eight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fine.
At any rate, so let's go. 17 to the former 17.
You get 17,
and then we could start playing offense in a bigger way. Just because you're 3-1 and you're 3-1 and have been putting points on the board without, you know, Stephon Diggs doesn't mean you can do that for 17 games. This is a great way to backstop that. Number three, he wants to play with Derek Carr before.
Yeah, man.
And I know they put up 91 points without Devonta Adams, but the last two games have shown you that's not sustainable. And get Devonta Adams to New Orleans with a fleur-de-lis on the side of the helmet and get the gang back together. You know, get the Blues Brothers back together. And they're on a mission from New Orleans. Do it. And by the way, they're in the other conference. The Raiders would love to say, well, we don't see you anymore. You're not in our conference.
Hasta
goodbye.
La
Hasta la vista. You're in New Orleans. It kind of works. Number two. Without a doubt, the New York Jets get him back together with Aaron Rodgers. Because you could see it. And by the way, Matt Ryan had an excellent comment about this on CBS on Sunday about what Rodgers needs to tell his receivers, which is you need to get on the same page as me. Not me with you. You get on the same page with me. There are multiple times in those final drives in the New Jersey rain against Denver where a couple of his receivers weren't turning their heads. And Rodgers is throwing it to a spot, and they're not on the same page yet. It's understandable why they wouldn't be. But guess who would be on the same page immediately with him? Number 17, Devonta Adams. Number one, however, on this list are the Kansas City Chiefs. That's a fact. Hollywood Brown is not walking through that door for a while, and the same thing with Rashee Rice. For some reason, we haven't heard he's not out for the season.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Maybe he's not out for the season. But great way. You have one chance to three-peat. One shot. This is it. You're already seeing an offense that has been struggling to put up points with consistency. We're seeing it. They're getting through it. And if there's any team that can sustain that for 17 weeks or 22 weeks, it is the Kansas City Chiefs. I understand. Great way is to go ahead and do it. However, the one caveat to that, you could lower the music, Mike, is, as you said, There has to be a warm place.
Very, very warm place.
That would have to freeze over for that to happen. And in What the Football with Michael Irvin and Susie Schuster, Amy Trask gave voice to that, knowing what Al Davis would say.
When I heard the chitter chatter about, well, you know, the Chiefs might be interested in Devontae, the first thing I thought of is that in that coffin, Al Davis must be like whacking the top of it saying, don't you dare send him to the Chiefs.
Al Davis will be whacking the top of that casket. I'm going to tell you right now, everybody's going to be whacking the top of a casket because it'll kill us all. It will kill us all if they send Devontae Adams to the Chiefs.
It would kill us all.
That's funny.
It would kill your team because the team with back-to-back Super Bowls has acquired Devontae Adams. I don't think that would happen. But that's my top five list right here.
You think we need one more?
Sure, I'll give you one more.
All right, we'll get one more.
I'll get one more. Not the Patriots, pal.
We were looking for veterans in the offseason.
Return to center.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah. Green Bay. Return to center.
Oh, they don't need him.
Oh, really? Okay. Gotcha. Return to center.
Return.
If he wants to go back, if he would even consider that, you think Matt LaFleur would know what to do with him?
Interesting.
Okay. And I know these youngins are growing up.
Yeah, they're good.
I got it. Okay.
All right.
Let's put the Hall of Famer back where he's belonged. You know, let's go. Get him back there in Green Bay. Clearly, there are other teams. And Mike, you could take the music down here. Clearly, there are other teams that we could talk about. Steelers.
If
the Steelers wanted Ayuk, put him in there, right?
Yeah. Adam Schefter saying Devontae Adams prefers to play for the Jets or Saints.
Well, because he wants to play with his former quarterbacks, right?
Yeah. Added that the Chiefs are not expected to pursue Devontae Adams.
Because they know Mark Davis would be like, old phone, who dis?
Yeah. I want like, five not, number ones.
Get out. Oh, no, he wouldn't even. There's no price. There's no price.
Well, the $1 million man would say everyone's got a price.
There is no price. I mean,
Diana Rossini added the Cowboys also interested.
Yeah, Diana.
They are interested, huh?
That's what she said. Jets and Cowboys among interested.
You can get him for a second round pick, right? Probably.
Well, yes. Okay. Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen, who's in this. Listen, Keenan Allen is a comp here. Now, you could say Keenan Allen isn't as good as Devontae Adams or isn't as whatever. Yeah. But Keenan Allen is there in age and certainly in the last couple of years production. And he went for a fourth. So you put a two on the table to the Raiders, they might just say go.
Yeah.
Now.
Why would they not do this?
Now.
Money-wise.
Because, what are you going to just Keyshawn him for October? Oh, ooh, my arm. Ooh, my leg. I don't know. Really? Is that how you're going to handle your business? Wow. What a story here. First Wednesday of October.
Love it.
2 days in.
I love it.
Let's Week go. Five starting tomorrow night. Wow. Let's take a break. Israel Adesanya is here. It's been 4 years. Let's talk with one of the most interesting guys I've met from UFC. Can't wait to chat with him. He's next. Let's talk LinkedIn people and small business owning. I'm a small business owner. Yeah, I might host the Rich Eisen Show, but I run it too. Rich Eisen Productions is a small business. And when you're hiring for small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you've got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. It's not just a job board, this LinkedIn. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources to hire. That's why you got to use them. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Eisen. That's LinkedIn.com/Eisen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Let's talk about Game Time tickets, people. We've been talking about it actually for months here on the Rich Eisen Show and our Rich Eisen podcasts. But guess what? There's something new to tell you about Game Time. There's a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Yet another way that Game Time makes things easier for you when you're looking for tickets to anything in your area. With the new Game Time picks, it's curation easier to save more on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with the all-in pricing feature, which is my favorite, you get to see the total up front, so there's no surprise fees at Game Time checkout. And with Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time's going to credit you 110% of the difference. Plus, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets in particular with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Hey, people, let's talk about leaf filter. It's that time of year where the leaves fall down off the trees and right into your gutters. And the worst part about that is you probably don't even know that your gutter is filled up with leaves until it's too late. That's where leaf filter comes into play. Even if you are a DIY homeowner, leaf filter is there to help you. If you're a low maintenance kind of homeowner, kind of like me, it's so convenient to never think about gutters at all, and that's where Leaf Filter comes again into play. Leaf Filter uses award-winning patented technology to keep out everything from your gutters but water. No holes, gaps, or large openings for debris to get through. Every installation comes with free inspection, estimate, and a lifetime guarantee, and a Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will clean out, realign, and seal your gutters before installing Leaf Filter. Protect your home and never clean out gutters again with Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system. Schedule your free inspection and get up to 30% off your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/rich. That's a free inspection and up to 30% off at leaffilter.com/rich. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is $20 off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household. Back on our radio network with Israel Adesanya himself, the Stylebender documentary. It's called Stylebender, available now on digital and on demand. And we just saw a clip of people ringing the doorbell to your house and saying, can we take a picture? And you say, sure.
Yeah, I mean, was for a while, but it got to a point I decided, like, I wasn't going to reward this anymore. So I said no, because it would come sometimes 8, 9 p.m. and just like, oh, my God, I'm such a big fan. Can I say, and I'm like, bro. This is my house.
Yeah, right.
So now I live in a space where if you're at my front door, you have a reason to be there. You know, you can't just come off the street and knock on my door. Also for safety reasons, you know?
Yes, but listen, I was saying I would call the cops.
Yeah.
But then again, I wouldn't be very confident in being able to submit whoever might be ringing my doorbell.
Right. Or
asking for a photograph in my own... You can handle your own business, basically, is what I'm saying. Well, that's very interesting that you're very accessible like
that. Yeah, I like being accessible, but at the same time, I like to protect my own energy. And sometimes people might think, like, oh, I don't like the fanfare. I love it. It's just time and place.
Yeah.
Time and place.
Of course.
Yeah, so if I'm at an event, I'm like, yeah, come, let's go. Let's take photos, but if, you know, at my house.
Right.
Yeah, time and place. Yeah, little boundaries here and there.
Okay, so again, Stylebender is available now on digital and on demand. It was released last week here in North America. It world premiered at the documentary competition at the 2023 Tribeca Film Festival. It's been 4 years since you last appeared on this program.
Yeah.
Lots to catch up on, because I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, you guys can fact check me here. Last time you were on here, you threatened to scrape your nuts across John Jones in the new arena, new building in Las Vegas, home of the Raiders. Did that ever happen? Were you able to pull that one off?
No.
Okay.
But funny thing is, me and him actually became cool. Something happened, and we just ended up in the same bar in Las Vegas. Then we just talked, broke bread, and we even had a little play sparring match. Because I'm a fan and he's a fan, so it was kind of cool. Like, we saw each other and we're just like, hey. But yeah, now it's good to see where he's at now. He's about to fight, I think, maybe his last fight.
Mm-hmm.
And again.
But you're cool now.
Yeah, we're cool.
Because at the time, again, last time you were here four years ago, I just picked up from you a vibe that
we weren't cool.
You were not cool at all.
I have beef with other people now. There's new beefs to deal with now.
I don't know if, you know, if the the spot in Vegas is Allegiant is ready to have you.
Okay. I think
you're through with that one right there.
I put that in the back burner because this fair was, when was that? 3 weeks ago. That was cool.
So were you?
I wasn't there, but I watched it on TV. I wish I was there now when I watched it on TV.
I couldn't imagine. I mean, I saw you two there, and it's such an unbelievable experience. Mm. I couldn't imagine, you know, fighting there. I might, like, in the middle, just look up and just see what's going on.
Even as a spectator, it'd be cool. But I feel like, say, just even if I ever, I don't think they'll ever do it again because they spent a lot of money. I think $20 million, but they still made their money back. But if it ever happens and I fight at this fair,
right,
it'll just be for the spectacle. Like, the entrance itself would be crazy. You know,
like, what do you have in mind?
I don't know. That's the thing. Possibilities. It's crazy. So yeah, I like things like that. But just the spectacle, the visuals, the crowd. You know, yeah, it was an experience. But next time, if they ever do it again, and I'm sure they will, then you know. They might do one more.
It truly, it worked. Let's put it that way. That's for sure.
Gamble, but they definitely made their money back.
Well, I mean, it's just find it interesting, though, that, that again, you had, again, I know it's 4 years ago, a beef with John Jones, but all it took was just you just to hang with him for one time, and then the two of you guys hit it off.
I mean, that's the thing with, you know, people sometimes when you've never met someone face-to-face.
Right.
You can't always get the energy. And then we talked about everything. We were sitting at the bar for about 40 minutes, talked about everything, and there was a lot of mutual respect there. And I appreciate that. And again, like I said, I was a fan. So for me, even that moment, that was last year, July. That was definitely top 10, one of my favorite moments last year, just as a fan, just to get to sit down and break bread with this guy and just, I guess, put everything to rest.
But obviously, I think in what you do for a living, you kind of have to hype yourself up, right? In order to speak things into existence or believe things that are possible or create, you know, for lack of a better phrase, a straw man in your life that you have to go take down in order for you to be successful.
Exactly.
That makes sense to you?
It ever happened with Alex Pereira. He did that in his own story. And then came to the UFC, and that was my new, I guess, rival. Someone from my past was following me because of my success and then beat me. And then I had to be like, I know I can beat this guy. And then I got that done. So that's another story where I had to create, or he created, you know, me as his villain in his own story, you know? So things like that, that's just a parallel between what we do.
So do you, who is your rival right now then?
I got a few, but I mean, let's see, Dricker's just beat me in my last fight before that, Strickland. So I have those that I'm going to write a story on later on. But right now, just getting back to work because I took time off. Mm-hmm. I took, I think, longest break of my career in fighting. It was about 11 months. Just let my body heal, let my mind heal. I came back in September and I fought at UFC 305. Lost the fight, but I performed well, better than the fight before that. So yeah, I'm still training, back into it, and looking for the next one.
Does it take longer for your body to recover now?
Nah, because again, I healed my body. And after the fight, I went back to Nigeria, and I felt great. Watching these kids as well box in Nigeria kind of inspired me in a sense where I was like, I want to go again. I miss it, because I was away for 11 months, and I missed fighting actively. So,
Would you ever try boxing? You want to do that?
I already did. Boxing for me is, like, everyone now, you know, I've got the celebrity, or what do you call it, you know, all that kind of stuff. But for me, I do respect boxing. I love the pugilism, but it's too limiting for me. I need these. I like these and different things. Yeah. So it's cool, but I don't think I'll ever go back to boxing. No.
How much longer do you want to keep doing what you're doing? You think about that sort of stuff or no?
I mean, I know I'm on the other half now of my career. So as long as I'm having fun doing what I'm doing, when it comes to training, when it comes to fighting and everything else that comes with it, there'll be a time definitely when I'm not feeling it, and that's when I'll know. But right now I'm still feeling it. So again, I just fought in September and I want to fight again one more time before the end of the year. So we'll see. But I always said 34 I would retire. When I was younger, I was like, when I'm 34, I'm done with this. Now I'm 35, I feel great. I'm like, let's see how far I can push it. So right now it's, again, different lifestyle when it comes to nutrition and other things as well. So I feel like my body is handling that well. And Yeah, we can squeeze some more juice out of this.
Why did you choose 34?
When I was young. I just thought that was really old.
Just pegged it.
For a fighter. So now that I'm here, I'm like, I'm 35, still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's roll.
Yeah, I know. Now 35 is just a number, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The young style bender didn't know what he was talking about.
When I thought about 34-year-olds, I was like, they know what they're doing. They're adults.
Right.
Now that I'm here, I'm like,
you're a child.
Yeah. Still. I still am. I feel like some sort of imposter syndrome a little bit.
What do you mean?
Things are going really well for me, mm-hmm. and it's because of the people I have around me and what I've done in this life. But still, I kind of feel sometimes like, I'm adulting right.
Right.
Yeah, I'm an adult. I'm doing it well, so it's working out. So I just keep doing what I'm doing. Fake it till I make it.
You're doing pretty well for yourself. The style bender himself, Israel mm-hmm. Adesanya, here on the Rich Eisen Show. So, do you want to act? Also?
Okay. I can't do my own stunts.
Right.
I would love to act in a couple of things, but mainly I'd like to get into the gaming world. And also, if it comes to acting, mocap, like motion capture. You know what I mean? You know, like one of the best, Andy Serkis, he's done Gollum,
sure.
King Kong, Caesar,
yes.
That kind of stuff I'd like to get into.
So not yourself? You don't want to be that?
I'm not.
Why not? You could be a leading man, don't you think?
I think it's just a lot of work. I want to give that the respect it deserves. And I think if I had to do that, I'd have to put in the man hours. And I don't know. We'll see. I wouldn't say no. Look, but again, things like voiceover acting, mocap, things with animation. I'd love to do video games. I'd love to do it. I think even the video game world has way more revenue than the movie world. I mean,
some of these video games, when they drop, it's way more money than an actual worldwide premiere of a movie.
And there's so much more you can do with a video game because it's a video game. So, you know, with the motion capture, the voice acting, the possibilities are endless. So with a proper acting role, depends what the role is, I'll do it. But if
kicking
not,
somebody's ass.
That would be fun. And I can do my own stunts. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or even an extra would be cool. But yeah, I'd like to, but I'll never say no. But again, I want to give it the respect it deserves.
Okay. So then how do you see the next few years playing out for you? Map it out
right
for
now.
Your best case scenario, Stylebender's best case scenario.
Best case scenario.
To finish
35
the next,
now.
Yeah, you're 35.
Let's just say, okay, well, give or take 3 years. Let's just say. Because again, now I'm not really fighting to defend a belt or anything. I'm just fighting for me, fighting for fun.
Okay.
So I'll just... There's two fights I'll definitely get revenge on.
And that is?
Get those two.
Who are
they? The Strickland and Duplessis fight later on. But right now, I don't know who my next opponent is. No idea. People have asked me. I'm like,
you don't know.
I just want to fight. And we'll see.
You don't know when either right now?
No idea.
Just before 2025 hits is what you're
I'd like
for.
To. So again, I'd like to. But the schedule is looking pretty tight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the UFC already have their shows planned well in advance, but we'll see. Even early next year,
sure,
maybe. Okay. But just fight, have fun, make lots of money, keep kicking ass, and the belt will always come back around. But I don't really focus on it. I just focus on fighting, having fun, making lots of money. That's what I want to do right now.
Okay. Yeah, that's not bad. I do the same thing except the fighting.
Yeah, I mean, we all fight every day.
But no, I mean, I just, I'll be honest with you.
You versus you.
Yeah, I mean, yes, that's the inner struggle. We all have them, sure. I just don't, you know, what do you find fun about, you know?
Fighting.
Yeah.
In the moment, okay, so.
35, like right now, I don't want to wake up very early in the morning, but I know I have to, you know? I'm definitely much older than you, though.
No, not that much.
I am.
You look good.
I appreciate that. I was literally fishing for that compliment.
Yeah, I know.
So thank you. I'm glad I reeled that in. But honestly, as you get up in years, mm-hmm. and you just think it's just less and less of, you know, getting in there and putting your body on the line and mm-hmm. you know, trying to submit, being submitted. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, what do you find fun about that?
For me, the training with my team,
okay,
because we kick each other's asses every day, and the young guys are definitely letting us know, like, it's their turn, and us older boys, I guess, in the gym are like, nah, not today. So yeah, we have that friendly competition still going, but again, the day when I just feel like I can't hang with these guys anymore, and it's not as fun, because I'm getting my ass kicked every day, then maybe. But again, I haven't got there yet, so
that's good.
I can't speak about that, you know, because I get my ass kicked, but I give some licks too. I give them back. But yeah, the day I get to the gym, and it's been like, man, the last 5 months I haven't been able to like get something going. Then I'll feel it. I'll just, you just know. It's kind of like when you know a relationship is done. I've been there before, and in the past I'm just like, oh, you hold on, but then recent ones where I'm just like, yeah, as an adult, a little bit more mature, I just know this is over. And then I decide to end it in an amicable way. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do with fighting.
You're talking about...
I'll break up with fighting in a good way.
Business relationship?
No, like, you know, romantic. Like, so with fighting, when the time comes, I'll know because I'm more mature now with it. So I'll understand this is time to break up with this game.
Sure, you'll tell.
And I'll leave the game before the game leaves me.
Attaboy. And you'll tell fighting it's not you, it's me?
Exactly. It's not me, it's you. It's not me. Like, actually, that's it. That's no accountability. Maybe it is me.
It's not you, it's me.
It is me. Yeah, it would be me. Yeah, so I just hold on to that.
Yeah, because the game is the game.
It's going to keep going, and it's me.
Yeah.
It's like you move on without me.
There you go.
Just go. I want you to be free.
I feel like I should charge you
see other people.
I feel like I should charge you $350 for this session.
Mates rates. I like that.
Paging Dr.
Thank you. The sweater helps, though. It feels like you're a good therapist. You see that in a movie as well. That's one thing I touched on the movie is about, especially with men. I'd rather, because I always preach about, you know, your mental health, and I say, if you don't look after your physical health, you're going to get physically sick. If you don't look after your mental health, you're going to get mentally ill. So people, the language around mental health now has changed, which is good. It's more accepted. But in this movie, shout out to Zoe McIntosh, the director. Mm-hmm. The way she did the interview was without me sitting and talking to a camera or someone behind the camera. It was me practicing what I preach with therapy. So you see a few bits in the movie in there where I practice what I preach and I go through certain things and like a life therapy session, really. Yeah, so it helps.
Yeah, look at this photograph of you just staring at yourself.
Oh, wow. It's not that one, but yeah, that's a cool shot, though. I quite like that.
That is great.
That is a cool shot.
That was me this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, you to you, man.
Oh, I just stare at
you
myself.
You wake up, you're like, yeah, let's go. Let's get this.
Right. I feel good about myself.
Sir.
You pee excellence when you wake up.
That's exactly right.
It does work.
It does. So who in the game right now reminds you of you?
Oh, in fighting?
Yes, sir.
Ooh, I'm still in it, so me. But
who reminds you, somebody who just got
who's
in?
Coming, okay, who just got in?
Yeah.
I'll say this, one of my teammates, Navo Sterling, just got in the UFC. He fought on the Contender Series, Dana White Contender Series, and he had a second round knockout, got in the UFC. He reminds me of me a little bit because, again, we come from the same gym, but he's a 205er, light heavyweight. He's long, rangy. And he learns like that. He learns like that. You show him something today, he's doing it on you tomorrow. How old is Navajo now? Like 24, 27? Okay. Yeah, young guy, strapping young lad. And again, the next level, the evolution of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great kickboxer, king in the ring champion as well, but he's putting things together very well when it comes to the whole aspect of the game.
All right.
Yeah. Well,
and what would you tell yourself if you could go back 10 years.
Ooh, that's a good question.
I only ask those. At least I like to think.
Now you do. Again, the sweater helps.
It's like thank you. You know,
very demure.
I don't know. Thank you. It's my first time wearing one in months, so I forgot how to do it.
Yeah, it looked good. Over, if I would go back 10 years, what would I tell myself? I'd probably just say keep going. Yeah.
Go past 34.
Yeah. I wouldn't even let him know. That's a quick high five, but like, keep going, kid. Boom. Yeah, I'll probably just do that.
Okay.
Quick high five and let them know, keep going. You're on the right path. Because 10 years ago, I definitely had my moments where I was like, is this ever going to happen? Am I going to be actually that guy?
Yeah. And
just a quick. That's it.
Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, thanks for coming in here. Yeah. I hope I see you in sometime in the next 4 years.
It will be maybe 3 years this
Let's
time.
Let's do it. Otherwise,
before I retire, you definitely see me one more time.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll make it happen.
Let's do that for sure. Because I don't want to have to come to your ring your doorbell.
Nah, you know? You're welcome anytime.
Like these people.
I'll tell you the PIN code. You'll be fine. Yeah.
I will see. All right. Very good. Terrific. I'll take it. Stylebender is available right now on digital and on demand. Everybody check it out and let us know when you're going to fight again, and I'll look forward to it.
All right. Thank you for having me.
You got it. That's Israel Adesanya right here on The Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle? You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Let's talk Omaha Steaks, people. I love grilling steaks at home, and so does Susie. We just love steaks in our household. We also love going to steakhouses. Nothing like it. You walk in the door, you smell of steaks from the kitchen. It's awesome. Omaha Steaks is like having the steakhouse in your house. Omaha Steaks is America's original butcher and has been bringing people together with the world's best steak experience for more than 100 years. We love grilling with Omaha Steaks because it's grass-fed, grain-finished beef, hand-selected for superior marbling and taste. Thus, we love serving it to our kids. We have no problem with it. Perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Bring home the world's best steak experience with Omaha Steaks. Visit OmahaSteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $30 off, use my code EISEN. Minimum purchase may apply. Visit OmahaSteaks.com for details. That's 50% off at OmahaSteaks.com and an extra $30 off with my code EISEN. So, guys, guess what I got yesterday? I went to the Roku Live event.
Woo!
Our friends at Formula E.
Roku Live.
Oh, yeah.
They give you a car?
They give you a car? I was going to be like, yeah.
That'd be sick.
Whoa! Oh, look at that!
Oh, your own helmet.
Woo!
Whoa, that's cool.
It's the real thing.
Look at that, Rich.
A real deal helmet?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. You put Rich, you're going to wear that when you're driving?
Yeah, put it on.
I'll be honest. There's a buckle system in here that I don't even know how to undo. Like, I'm glad. And look how.
I mean, it's safety first. Yeah.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
So, for our set.
That's awesome.
There you go. Thank you to our friends at Formula E.
That is really sick.
Partners of Roku.
Put it on,
Roku
Rich.
Sports. How many times are you going to tell me?
He couldn't unbuckle it.
There you go.
Can't unbuckle. I'll help you.
We're going to figure this out in the break.
I'm good with helmets.
I appreciate that, Mike. You're great with protective headgear. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Chris Jones is going to stop by top of the next hour. By the way, named Defensive Player of the Week in the American Football Conference for just the third time in his career and first since 2021. This dude doesn't get nearly the recognition he deserves.
You called him Hall of Famer.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, I was looking.
He is.
About 80 sacks.
Obviously,
he's got the
not even close to done. Oh, he is. They got three first ballot Hall of Famers on that team. He's one of them.
At least.
It was funny you said that because I was at the game on Sunday, as you know, and I was just looking at the field thinking, how many Hall of Famers are on that field? And I came up with, we got Mahomes and Kelsey,
yep.
Jones.
Reed on the sideline.
Reed, Khalil Mack, and then maybe.
Khalil Mack's a Hall of Famer?
Khalil Mack Hall of Fame, that's interesting too.
Interesting.
Maybe Creed Humphrey the way he's.
Yeah, Creed balling. Humphrey.
It's, no, you know, sorry, on the way. I mean,
linemen
we'll see.
Are so hard to judge.
Linemen's tough, but yeah.
Jim Harbaugh?
Well, College Football Hall of Fame for sure.
Yeah. He's got, you know, he's a 60-year-old man. He's got time.
That is true. Yeah. Went a couple of them things.
So, Bruce Feldman, hour two as well. And Greg Sankey, commissioner of the SEC, hour three, along with Tyrann Mathieu. So, it's a Wednesday. Let's do it right now.
Oh, let's do it.
Hit
it.
Oh, baby.
Hit it.
This is my
power rankings. All right, we've got three off the list, one new to the list, two back on the list.
Ooh.
We start with number 10, down two spots. They're undefeated no longer, but I still think the Seahawks are pretty darn good. And I think they're top third in the league. Geno nearly threw for 400 yards.
Geno's been balling.
You know, the defense couldn't, you know, keep up the pace of 150 yards passing or yeah, fewer right. in four straight games. Listen, Detroit is going to be a tough place to win in. I got them 10. Number 9, down 3 spots. I'm keeping the Steelers on my list. Defensively, they got pushed around a little bit by Joe Flacco, huh?
Flacco.
Some things stay the same.
Unbelievable, right? Right? Flacco versus the Steelers. But Justin Fields is proving that he can play the football here for the black and gold. Here we go. So I'm keeping the Steelers 9th on the list. They take on Dallas, which is off the list, by the way.
And they have black been and gold.
For 2 weeks in a row now, they're off the list. Back on the list, your NFC South leaders. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are back on the list. It might be short-lived because the Falcons, who are off this list, take on the Bucs on Thursday Night Football. We'll see how that works out. But Baker and Evans and Godwin, Bucky Irving is suddenly coming on strong a little bit here, right?
Nice. Yeah, looks nice.
So I'm keeping the Bucs right there. And it looks like Kalijah Kansey's out again. And same thing with Winfield Jr. He's out again.
Baker Mayfield is QB1 in fantasy right now.
Right now. Number 7 on the list, down 6 spots. Team, they went. That's how quickly you can lose your crown in my power rankings. They were 1 last week. The Bills are 7 now. I have the Buffalo Bills down at 7. Yeah. You know? I mean, listen. 1 minute you're 1, next minute you're 7. It's the vagaries of first month of the season power rankings.
Yeah, early season.
But they're still, you know, 17, man. That throw he made that flipped the script on the game until they got too cute. That throw to Khalil Shakir was unbelievable, man. And now they were without Von Miller, it seems, for a month.
Von Miller.
Suspended. Number 6 on the list. Back on the list. They're back.
Back.
The Baltimore Ravens are back on the list. They're 6th. There's a shot. I can't get enough of that. I might need to just take this photograph of Derrick Henry running with this rain coming down and his eyes all wide because he sees the end zone getting closer because he's fast and nobody's in front of him. This is nightmare fuel for defenders.
Yeah.
The Ravens look pretty darn good on every facet.
Too low?
6.
Too low?
No. Too because low? Number 5 are the Washington Commanders. Ooh. You bet. They're a top 5 team. They're playing like a top 5 team right now. Last 2 weeks they have. They're 3-1. They are new to the list, and I don't know when they're going to be off this list again.
This is the first time they've ever been on the list, I think, in 4 years.
Maybe so. They deserve it. They're top 5 right now. Don't mess with them. Don't mess with this kid right now either. Number 4 on the list. Staying the same. The only one on the list, no change. They stay like before. Houston Texans are 4 on the list. Number 3, up 2 spots. Up 2 spots. The Detroit Lions are up to number 3 right now. Man, they're just doing it all. That 18 for 18 game and three touchdowns on the ground, too. Jahmyr Gibbs with 2. Montgomery with 1. So now, who's going to be number 1 here? Which undefeated team is number 1? And I know that they play well enough complimentary football to be number 1 on the list. I just think, again, the Chiefs, despite them losing so many players, good luck trying to knock them off. I put the Vikings, too. I can't wait to see them in London. Can't wait to see Sam Darnold in London on NFL Network calling that game. But the Kansas City Chiefs, gents, once again, they just keep suffering bodily harm, and it's just a flesh wound. We'll see what happens against the New Orleans Saints on Monday Night Football, but the Chiefs are back on top. Off the list are the Eagles, Jets, and Saints. And Chiefs 1, Vikings 2, Lions 3, Texans 4, Commanders 5. And lurking are the Ravens, Bills, Bucks, Steelers, and Seahawks. That's my power rankings. Chris Jones coming up. Stone Cold Jones, as he's known on the Twitter machine. And then Bruce Feldman in studio talking college football. Greg Sankey of the SEC in Hour 3 and Tyron Matthew 2. And you, still here, 844-204-RICH.
You're going to tell Sam Darnold to his face that you have them too?
Yeah. Wow. You think he cares?
He might.
You really think he cares?
He might.
He doesn't care.
He might.
Why would he care?
He might.
Oh, to his face. As he sits down in the meeting when I see him on Friday in London.
You know, I know you're playing the best of any team in the league right now, but yeah. I got you 2 in my power.
Well, okay, because the Kansas City Chiefs are the 2-time defending champs who seem to not suffer any fools or any issues despite it's not issues around them.
Look, and I understand they're your power rankings. It's not season-long narrative. It's what's happening right now.
Yep.
And the Vikings right now.
You think the Vikings play the Chiefs right now? What happens?
That's not how that works. It's okay. Who's playing the best right now. The Chiefs scored 17 points. Where is this offense?
Well, the defense required only 17 points necessary for them to win. It's called, cool. Complimentary football.
I mean,
Chris?
Cool.
Complimentary football.
I get it.
Hey, how do you think the Jets defense giving up 10 points felt? It should be, and even Aaron Rodgers say that should be enough. It's complimentary. One unit does its job, the other one struggles. And right now the Vikings are playing both sides of the football incredibly well, superbly well. But it's just, once again, when it all comes down to it, I saw it with my own two eyes. They lose Rashee Rice, 25 minutes, they do nothing. Up top to Xavier Worthy, 17 unanswered, ball game. Chris Jones coming up.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy.
Comfy.
I'm cozy.
Cozy.
I have zero blisters on my toes.
Blisters.
And that's because I wear Bombas, the softest socks, underwear, and T-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.